Day 72nd, Case 480. Would you read, please?
Case. I came and asked Yun Yin, with your throat, mouth, and lips shut, how will you speak? Yin said, Teacher, do you have any way to speak or not? Chang said, I have lost my descendants.
This case, 72nd case, is connected with the case 71 and 70. So let's see this commentary, page 481, the toward last paragraph. It says, as I just say ahead, he didn't reach his village. Behind, he didn't get to his shop. Yun En just went to test the other man's depth. When Pai Chang saw him acting like this, he immediately held him and struck him dead. In this paragraph, Yun En's answer just went to test the other man's depth. The other man's depth means in the 71st and the 70 case. Two men, Wu Feng in the case 71st, he answered, Teacher, you too shut up. Okay? This is when Wu Feng's answer. Number 70, Kuishan's answer. Please, teacher, you speak instead. Okay. So, what do you? What does Yun Wen want to test? What does Yun Wen test? The other man's depth. Do you understand? From this answer, what does he want to check? Kuishan said, Teacher, you speak instead. And Wu Feng said, Teacher, you should shut up. Yun Wen said, Teacher, do you have any way to speak or not? In other words, do you have any particular mouth to speak or not? Do you have any word to say about the truth or not? Whatever you say. This answer is really trying to check the other man's answer. How deep they were, their answers were. Do you understand? What do you feel? Can't you say something about three different answers? Well, first two. What's the difference? Now, deep meaning, apparently. What do you think? What's the feature, characteristic of the first two men's answers? Do you?
Well, it's the cumulative of one person speaking and then not speaking. One question is about speaking and one question is about not speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And the third, I think it's sort of like that mountain. First, a mountain is a mountain, and a mountain isn't a mountain, and then a mountain is a mountain.
Mm-hmm. Good point. I think from the first answer, question, please teacher, you speak instead. That means affirmative. He accept. Question and answer. He accept first. In other words, he take attitude, affirmative attitude towards teacher's questions. Do you understand? In other words, he takes, they receive human life, in affirmative way. Alright? Do you understand? So that is, he said, teacher, please speak up instead. Second, Wu Feng said, teacher, you should shut up. That means completely life is taken, life is received anyway in negative way, completely. Nothing to say. So here is an affirmative and negative. And then, in terms of a affirmative way, first 70 case 70, the question try to anyway express what the truth is like in affirmative way. The second, in negative way, that this case a Wu Fan try to express what the truth is like in negative way. All right. Two ways there. And then the third, that you went in, said, do you have any words, or do you have your particular mouth to speak up about what the truth is like? Do you, or you don't? Completely, he doesn't attach to affirmative or negative. Alright? Is that clear? And then, if you read this commentary, 72nd, if you read the commentary, the second paragraph, commentary seems to look down this answer, put down this answer, because it's not so active, because between, do you have particular words to say or not? But the other two is very clear and sharp. In affirmative way or in negative way. Very sharp. Shut up. It's sharp. Very sharp sword. But the third one doesn't have any sharp, very dark sword. And then, look at the commentary. Commentary always criticize the Jungian's answer. How ridiculous it is. So for instance, second paragraph, it says, look how the ancient man Jung En studied and investigated for 20 years and still was half green, half yellow, unripe, you know. Anyway, Jung En practiced under the guidance of Pai Chang for 20 years. And then he went back to Yao Shan, and study, but the Yao Shan didn't accept him, saying in the commentary, saying, your fourth, the 20 years at PyCharm, and your fourth of habit still hasn't been cleared away yet. Means still you have a certain smell, you know, particular smell, so-called enlightened man's, etc. So Yao Shan doesn't accept him. Then he left his temple and went to Nanchuan for 20 years. Do you understand? So for many, many years, he practiced under the guidance of PyCharm and Nanchuan. And then finally he went back to Yao Shan. And then he was accepted. And then in this commentary, this story came up on the way to be ripe. But I don't think so. But anyway, this commentary says. But this commentary, in a sense, putting down him completely. But on the other hand, last one is a little bit, you know, praise, not exactly praise, but he said that Yun Yuan just went to test the other man's depth. This is pretty good commentary. So it's not a ridiculous answer. It's not a stupid answer. It's a very important answer. That's why this koan came the last. Okay? So, anyway, last one, Yun Yan answers completely freeing from affirmative and negative. Okay? That is so-called, do you have? Do you have any word or not? Okay? This is whether you have any word or not. This is very vague, you know, questions. Do you have or not? But this is exactly answers completely freeing from affirmative and negative. Okay? That is so-called, do you have? Do you have any word or not? This is whether you have any word or not. This is very vague, you know, questions. Do you have or not? But this is exactly going beyond affirmative or negative. That it means, right? Then, Chang said, in this case, PyCharm said, I have lost my descendant. Well, completely nothing there. Because do you have any word or not? In other words, I am Karagi or not? If I say so, who is Karagi? You know, it's pretty vague, huge. I am here, but are you Karagiri or not? If I say so, where is real Karagiri? You know, completely vague. So completely, I lose myself. Do you understand? So this answer, it really seems to be stupid. Very stupid. Because it's not very sharp. It's very vague. And nothing happens there. I am Karagi or I am not Karagi. Talk about yourself in this way, you know, practicing Zazen. Do you have, are you real Karagi? Are you real you or you are not real you? Who are you? Okay? You always asking to yourself, who are you? Can't you pin down who you are or who you are not? Can't you pin down? It's pretty hard. This is a really important point for us. But we want to get the answer as clear as we can, as soon as possible, you know? Who I am? Yes, I am Karagi. Someone says, you are not Karagi. Immediately, I'm mad. I am mad at somebody. So always we want to get in affirmative way or in negative way. But real life, truth of real life, does not have any form. It's pretty hard to say, what is the real Karagi? It's not vague. If I think idea of Karagi, it's become vague. But actually, Karagi is really alive from day to day. So it's not vague. Within the vagueness, there is a real Karagi. But within the real Karagi, Karagi becomes vague. Do you understand? This is always question and answer. If I talk about yourself, always you can do. You can play with this. Forever. If you think that. Forever. Finally, you don't know what to live, how to live. Okay? This is very common. Particularly, not in a peaceful world, particularly in that dysentery world. If you look at the human world, all these human beings fight each other, you know? And competing and racing each other, with each other, always. At that time, it's very difficult to live exactly day to day without pin down what it is. Okay? So, finally, the Paichan says, I have lost my descendants, is very good answer, because it is completely, the Paichan tells him completely freedom, the world of freedom. Okay? Nothing to pin down anyway. But if you think it, it's become very vague. Okay? Today, at the Northwestern Lucerne Seminary, I talked about the life. Life is exactly in the universe, right? A universe, huge universe, enormous expanse of time and space. Why it is? Why we have to think in that way? Okay? But actually, it's not necessary to explain. But if I don't explain, you don't understand it. If you don't understand it, you don't believe it. Well, if I don't explain it, and then if I push you so much to believe it, maybe you can believe. But that belief is pretty dangerous. Because that forcing you to believe makes you crazy sometimes. Because emotionally, you have to jump into it. Not intellectual, not deeply understanding. Okay? So that's why, as best as we can, we have to lead people to closer, to access, pretty close to the truth as it is. Not truth itself. Truth itself, you don't understand it. But you are there. But by explanation with wisdom, we can lead the people to very close to the truth as it is. That is explanation, all right? That is a kindness, compassionate. We cannot always push you to believe without explanation or attain enlightenment. I cannot do it. It is not kind. Okay? Because you have already thinking, you have already mind, etc. Okay? So, life is, we are present in the universe. A universe is one. a universe is one, that is pretty difficult to understand it. That's why I mentioned universe as one is just like, collection of mediate intersection of time and space. Okay? intersection of time and space. Intersection is your place. That is your location to exist. So in the universe, countless number of intersection there. That spot. Okay? And then if mediate intersection, so-called spot, comes together, finally we don't pick up even a single spot, because completely whole universe is occupied by myriad spots. So spots no longer is not spot. It's completely vast, enormous expanse. Very plain, enormous expanse of time and space. That's it. Nothing to say. This is called universe as one. If you try to think of it, you can think just like a circle. Circle is consist of that spot. And then many spots comes together, and then finally, where is the spot? Spot is no longer a spot. It is a circle. Smooth. Complete. Everything becomes smooth. That is called universe as one. Okay? We are there. All sentient beings live in the universe like that. But intellectually, we don't understand this one. But that's why we have to explain like this. And then we have to understand that universe, and we have to believe that universe. And next, we have to figure out a way how to live there. This is also important project for us. Okay? For instance, the other day I read the newspaper about the Mercy killing. Old man, 70 man dead. It is not the matter of a discussion in terms of law. Or it is not matter of discussion in terms of human emotion. Or not in terms of intellectual understanding. Okay? It's a very difficult problem for us. If you accept mercy killing by his understanding of human life, there is something important more than law, more than intellectual understanding, more than emotion itself, something important, then he did it. Okay? So it's understandable. But if you accept in that way, maybe many cases could happen in the future. So that is a problem. It is important, it is understandable, because person to person, and understanding very much a person very deeply, and then very naturally that occurrence happened. Okay? It is understandable. Okay? But on the other hand, it is pretty dangerous. In a sense, it is pretty dangerous. We cannot accept it at all, exactly 100%. No. On the other hand, let's see this problem of mercy killing in terms of law, in terms of intellectual understanding, or in terms of moral sense or ethics. It doesn't hit the mark either. So what is life? Finally, if you talk about this one, affirmative aspect of human life, mercy killing. Affirmative, okay? Mercy killing could be accepted in affirmative way. On the other hand, in the negative way, very naturally. And both cannot be accepted at all. It's very difficult. Both a problem for us. Finally, what should we do? We cannot attach to either one of them. If so, Dogen Zenji mentions life is just like on a boat. Okay, on a boat means universal boat. If so, what we can do? What we can do? Shouldn't we do anything at all? Just take a nap there, or just sit down in the universe? No. We have to do something because universe has two aspects. Universe is one with two aspects. One is dynamic, working there. The other one is very still. Okay? So two aspects there. And working together. So this is a one truth. Okay? So from this point, you cannot take a nap because truth is working together with all sentient beings, so we don't know in which boat is going because circumstances are changing. So you have to do something, okay? So what we can do? So what we can do is, Dogen Zenji mentions, studying, penetrating this very moment. That's all you can do. Try to studying, penetrating this very moment endlessly, forever. That is most important you can do. Nothing to change the universe, nothing to believe anything, nothing to stuck in it. All you can do is constantly you have to approach to this very moment. Okay? That very moment is what? Nothing. All you can do is do your best. That's it. Do your best with true heart. How can I deal with this person? Should I deal with this person by mercy killing? Or not by mercy killing. Whatever I try to deal with this person by any kind of ideas, it is not true. I create problem. So finally, what I can do is, even though it is a problem, all I can do is do my best to deal with this person anyway, under all circumstances. In order, Bob Prasig mentions, I think, in his benefit lecture, when he went to India, he found many people were sitting around the cow which was about to die. So he went there and looked at the cow, looked at the people. And then he told Indian people, please, don't look at cow's suffering by him. Please shoot him to die as soon as possible. Because I cannot see suffering of cow. But the Indian people says, don't do it. Don't do it. Just sit down there and watch. That's pretty hard. That's pretty hard. But this is very direct teaching. It's really good direct teaching. You cannot do anything, but it is going. You don't know, you don't understand what the death is, what the life is. You cannot touch it. If you touch it, it is not life. It is not death. That if you touch it, so-called mercy killing or not mercy killing, it is not real death. Real death is you have to face directly and take care of it. That's pretty hard. So that's why Indian people, even the United States lately, anyway, people try to take care of, you know, person who is about to die, okay? very closely. Do you understand? This is very important. Instead of sending the dead bodies to the hospital and cleaning and putting on the casket, you know, that is, we believe that is a death. But I don't think it is death. Death is in life already. So while person is alive, you have to see the death anyway. How can I see the death? This is really within a person who is marching to the death. That is very important, great opportunity for us to watch, to see, to experience, to take care of that death as it is, not as idea. So that's why real death makes us suffer, really suffer. Particularly at the distance, if you see it, it's really scary. It's not others' death. It's exactly my death. Naturally, we believe. Like watching the movie and you cry with a person in the movie. It is the same. Because it is very strict, it is very serious, it is very pure. And it is very soft, gentle. It is huge world there. Past, present, future. Very majestic, dignified opportunity, time, so-called death. That's why you are scared. On the other hand, you really learn something important about life and death. So this is, what is a death? What is life? We don't know. We don't know. So all we can do is constantly try to access this very moment, temporary, what it is called death. Temporary, we call it life. Okay? But all we can do is constantly to approach, to access to this very moment. That's all we can do it. That's why he says, Yung Wen says, do you have any word to speak up about what the truth is like? Truth is means the truth of life, truth of death. What the truth of life, what the truth of death is like? Can't you say? Can't you have any particular idea to explain, to touch directly? No, it's pretty hard. Of course there is, but if you touch it, it's not real life, real death. So it's that's why where we are, okay? So this is a very important koan for us, okay? Where we are in the universe, regardless of whether you are conscious of it or not. And then, anyway, believe it and live there. How can we live in there? So, all we can do is just be present in a moment after moment. That's all we can do. Forever. Without attaching to affirmative or negative. Nothing to say. And then, but if you stand up in a moment with true heart, immediately you can experience something. That is affirmative. But next moment, you have to do is to leave it alone, let it go. That is a negative way. If you let it go, that is so-called returning to the moment as it is, so-called zero. Okay? That is a negative. And then if you return to the zero, simultaneously next moment appears. So you have to face next moment naturally. Automatically next moment come up. Okay? And then you can face next moment with real fresh sense, fresh attitude. because in a moment you experience something, let it go, returning to the zero, that's it. And then if you return to the zero, finally from the zero, something coming up next moment. That is next moment. But if you don't return, real moment doesn't come up. Of course, the moment is constantly come up, but you cannot take it totally, 100%. That is different quality, different feature of your experience, your practice. Okay? Do you understand? When you jump, when you swim in the ocean, everyone can swim an ocean. Everyone seems to do the same things, but the feature of your experience is completely different. Do you understand? That's why if you don't return to the zero, you cannot, you know, develop. You cannot accept moment as anew. No, you stuck. If you stuck it, very naturally, many thoughts, memories, and affirmative, afflictive preferences coming up, and then you can go zigzag again. So as simple as we can, we have to stand up, concentrate at the moment, and experience it, and let it go. And then you can get it in the next moment, naturally. Okay? Like breathing, inhaling, and exhaling. If you exhale totally, natural inhale coming up. And right at the end of an inhalation, exhalation coming in. Naturally. Before you are conscious of it. If you really deal with inhalation with true heart, you can experience this one. Okay? Not separate it. Naturally, it's going very smoothly. Okay? So if you stand up at the moment and experience something and then let it go and return to the zero, and then you can be negative, zero. Okay? And then, new moment coming up. That is our practice, constantly. You can get it, and then next, you have to return, you have to share it to all sentient beings. We call echo. Echo means return your merit to all sentient beings. Okay? That is beautiful thought, Buddhist thought. It's not idealistical. You have to stand up, experience, and then share your merit with all sentient beings in many ways. Okay? That is returning to zero. You shouldn't hang on this merit. Okay? Your experience. If you hang on your experience, very naturally, it is what to say, you are stuck. You're stuck there. More or less, we are stuck. So, as best as we can, we have to be free, not free, yes, free, but as best as we can, we have to stand up straight up there. Okay? That is many examples in this world. What is the truth of life, truth of sports, truth of professional job, and what is the truth of physics, and many things you can say. You can talk about this. It's really teaching us, okay? Okay, do you have a question?
But it's not, you comment on the part of the commentary on page 41 when it says, throw open the well-guarded Phoenix Tower, but avoid transgressing the prohibition against saying the present emperor's name. What's that about?
Wait, 481?
Yeah.
Throw open the well-guarded Phoenix Tower, but avoid transgressing. transgression in this case, in the Sao Tang tradition, that is a Soto tradition, okay? In the Soto tradition, this is called transgression. How do you understand transgression? Do you what it means, transgression? Something evil?
Yeah, like breaking a law,
yeah, going against something.
Or breaking?
Violating a precept.
Oh, I see. A precept. In this case, in the original soku hatsu means, soku ha means breaking through the delusion and reveal the truth. This is the original text that says. Is that clear? Mm. This is the same term, transgression?
No.
Oh, is that right? Oh.
Transgression, means breaking the rule.
Transgressing just means go beyond without any judgment of whether it's right or not right.
So anyway, the Soto tradition. Soto tradition, this is called transgression, which means breaking through the delusion and reveal the truth, alright? So that is how can you break through the delusion and reveal the truth. This is the moment. This is the moment. So here is the verse. The line of the verse. On Ta Chang Mountain. Pai Chang snapped his finger in vain, means moment, okay? Just like a snapping the finger. There is very important time and occasions which you can break through delusion and reveal the truth, okay? Then, if you do it, this is a sort of tradition. So, I think sort of tradition is very careful, okay? You should be very careful. Anyway, because this afternoon I mentioned a little bit of forget it. I told Shoken-san this afternoon after lecture, Soto way is not taking a particular practice and bring it into the everyday life. At that time, particular practice become separated from everyday life. But in the Soto Zen, Dogen Zen, not Soto Zen, this is a real essence of Buddhist teaching anyway, if you study for long anyway, okay? But temporarily I say Soto tradition historical, okay? Dogen Zen mentions, but I think everyday itself is practice. We say so, always, but we don't understand this one. So we always try to bring particular practice in. You are racing against particular practice. For instance, you should take care of moment, okay? Because this is a unique practice for us. And then, what do you do? Next moment. Immediately you take a moment and bring it into the everyday life, and then you start to race against the moment. Do you understand? And then you are finally exhausted. Because you don't understand what the moment is. Because moment is already 65 moments there. Okay, you miss 65 moments already. The moment when you get to this one moment. So you don't understand the real moment. But if I say, please live with true heart from moment to moment, you really pay attention to moment. Take the moment and bring it into the everydayness, and then you focus, you start to race with it. That is so-called practice, which is separated from everydayness. But I want to say the moment before, prior to establish idea or moment, you have to be there. Okay? That is real way to take care of moment. Don't race against the moment. We do, always. This is a very, when you don't race against the moment, just be there with true heart. Exactly every day, this becomes practice. Why we have to pick up one particular practice? Okay? Zazen is always do it. Zazen puts you right in the middle of moment prior to establish idea of moment. Okay? But we are always playing with thoughts and the thinking and etc. That's why you don't understand. That's why we have to say, please, do zazen with true heart, throwing away worldly affair, etc. But we don't do it. But if you don't do it, you never understand that real practice. Okay? That's why we need lots of technique. You know, we don't understand zazen. So try to bring the many practice, many technique into the everyday life. And how do you feel? You feel good? Yes, I feel good. Next, new problem come up. Let's take another one. Always. It's just like a racing. Don't you think so? Racing. Good practice, good teaching. Always you take it and start to race. But stop racing. This is a real practice. Stop racing. Exactly, everydayness becomes anywhere true practice. That is called shikan zazen. That's it. That's why in zazen, nothing to think. No koan anywhere. No puzzles. Even though you don't understand it, no puzzle, just sit down there. So, that is a sort of tradition anyway, if I say so historically. So that's why little careful to understand idea after idea of moment, okay? After experience of moment, we create a world. But at that time, you completely forget. Moment, real moment prior to experience of moment. Because you are busy with racing against the moment, creating, constantly competing. Okay. So, sorrow Zen Buddhist practice is always you have to put yourself right in the middle of pure sense of moment. That's it. And then you can experience something conspicuously very impressive. Which is very impressive. Just like when you see the moose in the countryside when you drive, immediately moose, you are very impressed by one present, one moment. You know, moose, presence of moose at the moment. It's very clear. Because moose and I, all sentient beings, exactly appears in a pure sense of time. And then next moment, we say, wow, that is already experience of moment. And then we start to race against this experience of moment. And then we say, what is moose? Wonderful, I have never seen moose since I come to the United States, etc. So we start to race against this one. Do you understand? But when real experience, real moose is just real moose, that's it. Whole universe, occupy, whole universe is moose. That's it. So, at that time, You can say here, throw open the well-guarded phoenix tower, but avoid transgressing. Okay? You can really throw open. Throw open. Exactly, you can open yourself if you do it. Okay? Like this. Well-guarded the phoenix tower means our life. Okay? Real well-guarded. Phoenix. Human life is very comfortable, you know. Well guarded by, you know, lots of cultures and food and the physics and so many science and time and space and lots of things by which our life is guarded well. Okay, but if you take out those stuff, human life. Guarded well by cultural background, we are very confused. It's very difficult. But this is, we have to experience, we have to do it. Otherwise, you cannot live in peace and harmony with all sentient beings, and also you cannot get spiritual security, spiritual repose and bliss. No. So that is the meaning of this sentence. Throw open the well-guarded phoenix tower, but avoid transgressing. Okay? Is that alright?
So transgressing means breaking through delusion.
Right. Very naturally, if you open yourself, throw open completely yourself, very naturally drops off. The delusions and thoughts and the drop off. Even for a moment. There. Okay. That is avoid, we say. Avoid. Any other question?
I was also wondering, Kurdistan, these teachers, Yun Yen, and well, particularly Yun Yen friends with people in Rinzai lineage and then also with Yangshan from Soto Zen lineage.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty common, I guess, in those days that they traveled around without so much regard to particular lineage. So I wondered, John, what you thought about that in the present day.
What do you mean?
What do you think about Soto Zen students studying with Rinzai teachers or vice versa?
Well, that's all right. I don't think it's wrong, but you must be careful to make a choice of a teacher. Okay? That's all I can give you. Suggestions. Wherever you may go, you can go. But select the teacher anyway.
Are you saying the teacher, not the tradition?
Mm-hmm.
Select the teacher, not the tradition.
Not the tradition, what do you mean?
Soto or Rinzai, in this case. Don't worry so much about the tradition as the
teacher. Well, I think probably you can find such a teacher, but it's very rare. Very rare. Okay? With that tradition, it's very difficult.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant. But what I thought you were saying was maybe pay more attention to the teacher than the particular lineage that he comes from.
Oh, you mean not the Soto tradition? You mean the other teacher out of Soto tradition itself?
No, I just meant...
I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
I just meant that it seems to me that if you're going to go wandering about, you'd want to, and you weren't going to pay any attention to tradition, you'd want to pay real close attention to the teacher.
Oh,
is that what you meant?
No, that's me. I think two important practices. One is Zazen. This is important practice, but the other one is you have to learn the Dharma, truth, through the living teacher, living person, okay? through how the truth is working in his life every day as everydayness. Okay? If you don't have the good eyes enough to see it, you don't see it. But practicing under the guidance of teacher for many years, naturally you can see it. You can see. That's why that system of practicing closely with the teacher, living together, that is very important for us. Naturally, you can practice egolessness. Okay? But in the United States, we don't have this kind of practice. We emphasize shikantaza so much, zazen. That's where wherever you may go, you can do zazen. But there is something missing. That is, we don't have. Very closely, for 10 years, for 2 years, for 3 years, for 10 years, you practice exactly, always practicing as I mentioned tonight. You really learn the essence of Buddha's teaching. Okay? That is too important. Things. You have to learn what the truth, Dharma, through the living person and also through the Dharma, what you have learned through the living person, and then you have to understand what human world is. Okay? Through the Dharma. You have learned through the real teacher. Okay? And then you see you have to learn what is a human world is, what is a human life is. Means how human life and the truth communicate working together. Okay? So Dharma and person working together. This is very important. Okay? But we don't have enough chance to learn this point. So practice is not to try to get the particular experience or so-called enlightenment or particular feeling, pleased feeling, okay? Anyway, all you have to do is to approach, to be present at the moment as best as we can. That's all we can, forever, every day. Then, naturally, you can see them. How important man, person, and also Dharma, both working together in the person's everydayness. Okay. For this, how do I learn? That way of learning is not systematical. No. You have to be present with a teacher every day. Regardless of whether you understand or not, be present. Very naturally, it's going. Okay? In other words, put yourself in a certain situation and then you can see the total overall picture, okay, of a situation. For instance, if you want to see scenery, overall scenery of a Twin City area, okay, you have to put yourself in a certain situations, okay. And then, even though you don't understand what is the total overall picture and how we can do it or not, anyway, first, put yourself in certain areas, situations. Then you can see, naturally, you can see overall picture. This is our attitude and form, right? This is a form and attitude. This is an everyday form. Form of everydayness. Attitude of everydayness. Okay? But usually we don't do it. We don't do it because I want to see the overall picture of a Twin City area, but I want to be here and lay down. I don't want to go there. That is always human desires. Then, do you understand? I want to attain enlightenment. I want to attain enlightenment, but I don't want to do zazen because it's pretty painful. Something like this. Do you understand? So, the Buddhist way is not the systematical way, through which you can find a solution or you can reach a certain stage one by one. No, it's not the kind of way. The Buddhist way is put yourself in a certain area, certain situation, then naturally you can see an overall picture. This is our way. This is a form of everydayness. All right? Stop walking in the mist. That's why be present with the teacher and living together. That is very important for us. For instance, my Japanese in Japan or in the Eastern tradition, I think more or less monks, young monks have to do this, because when you become a monk under the teacher, I cannot go any place, so I have to live with the teachers, even though I don't like it, you know. So lots of hatred there, but still, as long as I am staying with the teachers, I always put myself in a certain situation through which I can see the overall picture of a teacher's life, and also human life, and also myself too. Do you understand? But we always say, how can I, what is the relation with the teachers and students? First, we try to push the button of calculators, you know, one by one. And then 1 + 1 = 2. This is good. In Soto Zen is good. If you don't get the 2 right answer, you erase it. That is always we think. Do you understand? Anyway, we have to learn ourselves. We have to learn others. We have to learn the tables and the microphones in the universe. In other words, you have to see the panorama picture of the universe through the table, through the myself, through the teacher. That is a dharma we can learn through the living person. Do you understand? Is that all right? So that is what we call system of zishin. Zishin means following, exactly following. So that's why that zishin is very hard practice for, particularly for young. Because young people, monks, are always thinking and trying to get something, just like all of you, you know. But teacher says, teacher always put me in a certain situation. When the time comes to get up, teacher always get up, you know. So I have to get up anyway. When the time comes to clean up inside and outside, I have to do it. You know, even completely beyond I like or I don't like. This is everydayness. And then very naturally, that is what kind of practice I should do. This is a practice of egolessness, naturally. And then later, it shoot up. It's become flowers. Yes, it is. But we don't do it. If you want to be a leadership, I think you should have this kind of practice. Otherwise, I don't know. It's questionable for me. I don't think it is wrong. You can still teach Buddhism, but still lots of questionable there. I really admire American people practicing in Japan or someplace, staying at one temple and practicing for many, many years. I met the young monks at the Hoshinji. Regardless of whether Japanese Buddhism is good or bad, completely beyond this value. Okay? Anyway, they stay there and practice under the guidance of teacher for 10 years, etc. It's pretty good for them. That way of practice is very important for us. But we don't want to do this.